Today's Shir in the Daf Yomi is Gemara Nedarim Daf Chof Beis. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Max Atensasser. The Daf Yomi program at the Young Israel of Woodmere was dedicated by his son Sam, who was a regular in my Shir for many, many cycles. And Baruch Hashem, he does the Daf Yomi. He has at least one son that I know of that does the Daf Yomi, and other members of his family do the Daf Yomi. So this is a very wonderful tribute to Max Atensasser, Olava Shalom, Moshe Chaim Ben Hachover Shmuel. All the shams we learn for should have an aliyah from all learning. Now, we begin in the Gemara, eight lines from the top of Chof Beis Omer Aleph. And just to remind ourselves, we left off towards the end of yesterday's shir with the Rosh, so we're looking in the Rosh, Dibra Maskel V'lo Pasinim Ba'da, so we said, yesterday's shir, Da'afilu Im Eino Mischarit, Omer Shu Mischarit. We were concerned yesterday, the end of the shir, we said that a person would be told that if you would only realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to scrutinize you and look at you, and give a bikur into who you are, if you make nedarim, because it looks like you're a big chassid, as we said in the Ran, machzik atzmo kechassid. So if you'd known that in Shemayim they're going to look at you, would you have made such a neder? So we're concerned, the Rosh says, delo chotzif lo marshenu mischarit. Nobody would be chutzpidik enough to say, no, I'm not concerned about that. So therefore, we have to be concerned that a person is going to falsely say, oh yes, I'm very concerned about that, and the neder would be uprooted when it really shouldn't be uprooted. And therefore, that was the reason why we said we don't accept the hataras nedarim in the last case that we gave yesterday. And then here's the point that I wanted to introduce, and we said this yesterday here as well, v'chein taimo de kol hani de lo paschinen buhu, and all the upcoming situations where we also don't accept it for that same reason, that we're concerned that the person might lie to us and say, oh yeah, I'm mischarit, I have charata, when in fact he doesn't have charata. So now we begin again with the words v'lo paschinen b'hado achrin yosa. We likewise don't accept, even though we hold postly in the charata, that we accept charata, we don't accept it in the following cases. Well, and we'll give several additional cases. So the first one is the statement that was made by the Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rabba Bar Chana said in Rav Yochanan, that my pasach le Rabban Gamliel lahu saba, that which Rabban Gamliel accepted as a pesach for charata for a certain elderly gentleman who came to him, and he told him, if you had known, yesh bote kimat kiros charev, if you had known that one who makes a neder, it's like piercing with a sword, ulashon chacham marpe, but the rabbis have the ability to go and heal that wound, so to say, by being matu neder. So you see from this pasuk that it says, kol habote, if somebody, bote is a lashon of expressing a vow. The Rosh says, kimo levate bisvasayim, to express with your lips a vow. So anybody who expresses a vow with their lips, roy is appropriate, ledokro becherev, that they should be pierced with a sword. So if anybody is in fact making a darim, that's not good. Baruch Hashem, elo lashon chacham marpe, the rabbis can do hataras darim. But if you had known that, would you have made such an eder? So the Gemara is telling us that we don't accept such a Pesach, that type of charata, because the person may say, yeah, yeah, oh, sure, I would never made the neder, when he really doesn't mean it, and therefore we have to be concerned that he's falsely stating that the charata is there when it's really not. Similarly, the Gemara continues, lo paschinum b'hado achrini yosa, we likewise don't accept the following Pesach of charata that was stated in the following brayso, the Tanya. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Rabbi Nosson says in the brayso, Hanoder ki'ilu bana bama, Rabbi Nosson is very much against the person making a neder. As we had expressed previously from Koheles, that it's better not to make nedarim than to make nedarim and to even be mekayim them. So Rabbi Nosson said that if somebody makes a neder, it's as if he built a bama. Now the bamos were personal backyard sacrificial altars that people were allowed to have during various times of our Jewish history. So when we were in Shiloh, for the 369 years that the Mishkan stood in Shiloh, you weren't allowed to have a bama. But when Shiloh was destroyed, and it was then, the Mishkan was in Nov and Givon, you were allowed to go and have a private bama. Then when the Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomo HaMelech, so from that point and onwards, you're never allowed to again have a private bama. And you look in the Navi, we constantly see that even the righteous kings were able to go and get Klal Yisrael, Malchus Yehuda was able to go on the various kings to become God-fearing again, but it always says the one thing they couldn't do was eradicate the practice of these bamos, of these private bamos. So people, unfortunately, did the wrong thing. So Rabbi Nosson is telling us, when a person makes a neder, it's like he built a bama. It sounds like it's a good thing, but it's really not a good thing. And then he adds, Vabakaimo, somebody that then fulfills that neder, Hilu Makriv, all of carbon. It's as if he brought a carbon on the bama, which again, sounds like it's a nice thing, but it's really not. You're not allowed to do so. So Gemara says, Bereisha, if he said, only the first part. Rabbi Nosson said that the person says, no, dekilu baron baba, and based upon that, the person says, oh, I never would have done it. So then, paskina, we can accept that. The person wouldn't lie about that, and therefore, if the person says, oh, if I'd known that making a neder is like building a bama, I wouldn't have done it. So the Brisa says that Rabbi Nosson holds, in that situation, we would be matu neder based upon this pesach, based upon this charata. But the seifa, if it was only the last part of the Brisa that the person said yes to, but makaimo, kilu makabalo karbon, so there we have a machlokus. Abaye ma paskinan. Abaye says, yes, you could even use that as a pesach charota, and Rava ma lo paskinan. Rava says you can't use it. That's the first version that we have of this discussion. Rav Kahana, masli lo lo hoshmaisa, bahadein lishna. And this was the way Rav Kahana learned this Brisa. But Rav Tamyomi, masli hochi. But Rav Tamyomi learned it in a different way, slightly different way. And he said as follows. He said, the machlokes is not on the seifa. The seifa, lo paskinan. Everybody agrees in the seifa. There's no machlokes. The seifa, if the person says, hamekaimo kilu makrivolov, everybody agrees that's not a valid pesach because nobody would be so chutzpahdik to say, oh no, that doesn't bother me. So people who it really doesn't bother wouldn't say so, and therefore the pesach charata is not really a good charata. But the reisha, the first part that we say that if you go and make a neder, it's as if you were, in fact, kilu bona bama, so that already, Abaye says, paskinan, that's acceptable. And Rava says, no, omar lo paskinan, we don't allow that either. So we have two different versions as to what is allowed, and the Gemara concludes and says, v'hilchasa lo paskinan lo bereisha v'lo b'seifa. We paskin over here against Abaye, even according to the second version, where it said that the machlokas is only on the reisha. So we paskin like Rava on the reisha, and they're all in agreement on the seifa that we don't accept that as a pesach harata. Gemara continues and says, "V'lo paskina b'hanami d'shmuel," and likewise, we don't accept as a harata, pesach of a harata, for that which Shmuel said. What does Shmuel say? The Amr Shmuel said, "Afa pisha makaimo nikra rasha." Even if a person is makaim is nether, nevertheless, he's still called a rasha. So if we tell a person, if you'd known that, would you have made the nether? So nobody's going to say, okay, I don't want to be a Rasha. So therefore, I have a Charata over here. So some people, no, I don't mind that I made the Neder, and they're going to lie. So I'm Rabbi Avoh, Micro, where do we see this idea that somebody's Makayim and Neder is nevertheless still called a Rasha? So Rabbi Avoh says, based upon the following Pasuk, the Pasuk over here that we have in Chumash, that says, V'chisechdal lindor, if a person doesn't make a Neder, he stops from making a Neder, lo yibachait, such a person will not be with the sin. So therefore, it implies that if you do make nidarim, that you do have sin, and therefore you're considered a rasha. V'yolev chadola chadola, and we have a zeh rishav over here between the word chadola by this pasuk of chi sechdal lindor, and we have it by another pasuk. Ksiv ha'ok, it says over here, v'si sechdal lindor, the person stops from making nidarim, and it says elsewhere, ksiv ha'osam sham rishayim chadlu roges, and it says over here in Eov that in the grave, there in the grave, rishayim chodlu roges, the wicked stop from doing their wickedness, from doing the things that they upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel. So therefore, we have this, now it's not a real gzeir shava, because you can't have gzeir shava from Chumash to Ksuvim, Eos Ksuvim, but it's an idea over here that's showing us that this means that the person is considered a rasha if he makes nidor. One continues and says, Amar of Yosef, afanan namitinina, we just learned in a Mishnah not that long ago, something that's totally in agreement with what Shmuel just said. Where do we have this? So we have this in the Mishnah on Daf Tes. And the Mishnah there said, Kinidre kisherim lo amar klum. If a person made a ned there, and he says, I want to make a neder like the kisherim do, lo amar klum, because the kisherim, the holy people, the good people, don't make nedarim, period. But if he said, I want to make a neder, kinidre rishoyim, like the wicked people do, like the bad people do, the evil people do, oh, Nadar bin Azir ube karbon ube shvua. This, in fact, takes effect as a nether, as a karbon, as a shvua, because bad people do this. So we see clearly our Mishnah on Daf Tes supports what Shmuel said. Now we go off on a little bit of a tangent, and we say, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonah's son, or Shmuel bar Nachmeni says the name of Rabbi Yonah's son, Kol HaKoeis, if somebody gets angry, he loses control. Now, why is this over here? Why is this tangent here? Because we said that people make Nidarim out of anger, and then they use that as a Pesach Harat. If I'd known, I thought about it, I wouldn't have done it. So that's the connection over here to this discussion that we're about to have. Now, this is a very famous statement that Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni says the name of Rabbi Yonah's son. It's quoted by many people many times. Kol HaKoeis, if somebody is angry, Kolmine Gehenim Sholtim Bo. Such a person is going to be either punished with all Mine Gehenim Sholtim Bo, because he's going to do all sorts of terrible things, and he's going to be punished all sorts of terrible ways. Just like in Gehenim, there are many ways you can punish a person. So a person gets angry, he's going to do all sorts of terrible things, he'll be punished in all sorts of terrible ways. Others explain, and when a person gets angry, he loses control. And a person who loses control does things that are harmful to themselves. So it's like all different types of harm that Gehenna can give you come upon such a person. So again, it's not good to get angry. In fact, when a person is angry, he can't properly worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he got angry, so he lost his ability to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the time that he was angry. And we have a pasuk that supports this. This pasuk from Kohelis says, Shenemar, V'haser kas milibecha, remove the anger from your heart, and then you remove evil from your flesh. In other words, if you go and have anger, there's trouble. There's going to be bad things. So to remove the anger, that will remove the bad things. The Ein Ra'el Gehenim, and Ra is a reference to Gehenim. Where do we see that? So this is based upon a pasuk that we have in Mishlei. Shenemar, Kol Po'al Hashem L'maneyu. Everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu made, he made for a purpose, for his reasoning, for his purposes. V'gam Rasha L'yom Ra. And he even made a bad person for the day of evil, which means for Gehenim. In other words, so the Rasha is going to be punished in Gehenim. And furthermore, Ella Shah Tachtonios. Tachtonios is usually translated as hemorrhoids. Sholtusbo, the person will have severe problems with hemorrhoids. Shenema, the Nasan Hashem Lucha, Shom Lev Ragoz, the Chil Yonenayim, Vidavu Nopish. What does this pasuk mean? This pasuk tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you when you're Nebuch sent into Galus, when you do bad things, so you're going to be sent into Galus. So he's going to give you a Lev Ragoz, that means a heart that's going to be in trouble. The Chilyon Einayim, you're going to lose your eyesight. The Davo Nopish, and you're going to have suffering in your soul. So what does this mean? Ezu Dovah Shemechala Esu Einayim. What causes your eyes to lose their sight? Umadavis and Nefesh, cause a person to be suffering. So Hevi Omer, Elo Tachtonio. So the example they give is a person has hemorrhoids, has all of these problems over here. It's very painful, as the Rosh says. It's machmarich b'choyu. It makes you sicker for longer. Umetzapa tomid l'sraposi. And you're constantly saying, when will I get better? When will I get better? So therefore, this is a very good example of something that is very painful for a person. Now, I just point out, the Rush also adds on over here about kas. And he says, kol ha'le makoy is komin agehem m'sholtumbo. So I really gave you the shot of the Rush. So the Ran says, l'fi shekasu mevio l'kfor b'ikar. Person who's angry is going to end up doing stupid things, and he's going to be kofar b'ikar. He's going to say that I don't believe in Hashem, and therefore this could lead to terrible, terrible things for a person. He'll worship avodah zarah, etc. Mark continues and says, Ula b'meiskeli arid Yisrael. Ula went up to Eretz Yisrael, and Islabu luhulei trained b'nei Chozai b'hadei. And two Jewish people who came from the city of Chozai came up with him to Eretz Yisrael. The Rosh says they were Jewish people. Trained b'nei Chozai Yehudim hayu. Now, unbelievably, one of these two people from Chazai killed the other person. He shachted him. He cut his throat. And the murderer said to Ula, Amar lei Ula, did I do the right thing? In other words, do you agree with me? Because if you don't, you know what's going to happen to you. So Ula says, Amar lei, no, you did the right thing. In fact, you should go and cut his throat even more. The Rosh says, Mach Masamore, Ula was terrified of this guy, Hirsuch Yadav, Vigam Kadesh Yamaya Lomos. So now this person wasn't dead yet. Ula said, you better go cut his throat more because he's still alive. In other words, Ula wanted the Mefarshim explain that the person shouldn't suffer and that he should die faster because he was going to die no matter what. So he said, in this situation, go and cut his throat even more so he would die faster. The Nachlas Moshe brings out a very interesting discussion on this. He says, Kivon de le'inyon ritzicha choshiv kimeis. He was considered already a dead person, even though he was still technically alive. Therefore, mutter lo malo paro le'beis ha'shchita. Therefore, it was permitted for Ula to tell him to go and finish cutting his throat. Kidei l'hatzel atzmo, because this would save Ula's life. Because if Ula had said, hey, what are you doing? You shouldn't do that. So he would have slit Ula's throat as well. V'lo shayach al zeh yahorig v'ayavar. This is not a situation where Ula had to give up his life. The guy was dead, even though he wasn't yet dead, but halachically he was considered as dead, and therefore he was able to say this. Furthermore, va'od im nishchat vaday shelo yichaya el regoyim sforim. Even if he hadn't said anything, the guy was going to die in a second or two. And b'chiyai gavno l'chore mistadu l'meimar v'ein tzorich l'shtadel sheyichya od. And in such a situation, Ula had no obligation that he should try to have this guy live for another minute or two. This is very, very important. Rahman al-Islam, when people are on their deathbed in the hospital and there's little that we can do for them and they're suffering, so there is absolutely no chiyav, and it might in fact be also to prolong their life in that situation. Even if it's able that you could prolong their life for an hour or a day, there may not be any chiyuv to do so, and it may in fact be aser, because you're not allowed to be marich yisurin, and that's all that would have happened over here. And Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal And Igros Moshe writes that when a person has absolutely no expectation that the medical doctors are able to cure him, but they could just prolong his suffering, so then you're not allowed to do so. That's Rav Moshe's opinion. And he says, in such a person, the Nachlas Moshe says, you wouldn't have been allowed, if this had been on Shabbos, also L'chalal of a Shabbos, he was a dead man, and you wouldn't have been able to be B'chalal Shabbos for such a person who was Nebuch in this situation. In any event, Ula went and told him, Yasha Koyach, you did the right thing, you should even slit his throat even more. No, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, the guy doesn't kill him. He also comes to Rav Yochanan, and he comes to Rav Yochanan, and he asks him, did I do the right thing? I'm a lay. Maybe by my not protesting this murderer, even though there was nothing I really could protest without dying for no reason, maybe I did the wrong thing. That's what he asked Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan said, I'm a lay. No, you did the right thing because you saved yourself. You saved your life by doing this. The other guy was already essentially dead. And therefore, there's nothing you could do for him. So there was no mitzvah for you to do anything else. And what you said was perfectly within the framework of halacha, like we just explained for the Nachlas Moshe and others. Now, Rav Yochanan had another question. He said, how could this possibly be that in Eretz Yisrael, such a horrific murder should occur between two Jews? Katomer Rav Yochanan. Now, he says, how could this have happened? Michti, let's take a look at the pasuk. The pasuk that we just learned a moment ago, and that's why this story is brought over here, the pasuk said, Ksiv, V'nasan Hashem l'cho shom lev ragoz. Hashem will give you a heart that is troubled. So, therefore, this is only referring to Bavel Ksiv. You're only going to have such problems of one Jew, Rechman l'san, killing another Jew in Bavel. But this was occurring in Eretz Yisrael. You were coming up Ula for Eretz Yisrael. So how could this possibly have happened in Eretz Yisrael? That's Rav Yochanan's Shaila. So we find elsewhere, Rav Yochanan said the same thing. He said, how could it possibly be that there'd be people living in Chutz Laretz that have long lives? He said, if you're not in Eretz Yisrael, how could you possibly have a long life? So then he saw that the people were learning in Beis Medrash. He said, oh, if they're learning in Beis Medrash, now I understand why they can have a long life. Because I always say that being in a shul or Beis Knesses or Beis Medrash in Chutz Laretz is being like in Eretz Yisrael. Because it's like the rarefied atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael. It's like an embassy, Kavayochal, an embassy of the United States in Pakistan. If a child is born there, it's considered born as in the United States. So the Beis Medrash, the Beis Knesses in Chutz Laretz are a little bit like being in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, that's what Yochanan said there. Oh, now I understand how people could have Rechus Yomim in Chutz Laretz because they're spending time in the Beis Medrash and in the Beis Knesset. So to over here, Rav Yochanan was a Pella. How could somebody have slit somebody else's throat here in Eretz Yisrael? One year to another year, they couldn't understand it. So Ula said, don't worry, it didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael. Amalei, how Shaisa, at that moment in time, when we turned to Chav Beis, Amud Beis, Lo Avrinon Yardei. No, we hadn't yet crossed over the Yardei, so we were still in Chutz La'aretz. As the Mefari says, Adayin Lo Avarnu Es HaYardein Kishira Oso Maisa V'lo Avinon B'tchum Eretz Yisrael. We weren't yet inside Eretz Yisrael when Nebuch, this one Jew, killed the other Jew. Mark continues and says, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna said, Kol HaKoeis, if somebody gets angry, Afilu Shechina such a person can't even, believe that there's a Shechina, can't somehow incorporate his life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're angry, it's, so to say, nothing is important. I once heard from one of the rabbis that he once said that when a person's angry, it's like the car is in park. No matter how much you press on the gas pedal, you ain't going anywhere. So when you're angry, your body, your mind aren't functioning properly. So Kol HaKoyitz, Rabba Bar Rav Huna said, Afilu Shechina Eino Chashuva Kenegdo. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, was there, you don't think that that's something important. And this is based upon a pasuk that we have from Tehillim. The pasuk says, Shenema, Rosha Kigova Apo, Bal Yidrosh. When a Rasha is at the height of his, now here we're using the word apo as being anger, so it says he won't look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bal Yidrosh. He doesn't believe Hashem's in the world so far, so to say. The pasuk continues and says, Ein Elokim kol mezim osav. It's so to say, God is not present in his mind. Mezim osav means in his thoughts, in his machshavos. Now, there are others that translate it differently. Rashi elsewhere translates this as Shehu Gava Ruach, when a person is arrogant. Umagbi lifts himself up. Vizoke Ponov Apo. Here he says Apo means his nose. His face and his nose are arrogant. Bigavaso. So then such a person doesn't seek out Hashem either. The person thinks that he's the best thing since sliced bread. So that person also doesn't take much credence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Otsum Yodi Vikochi. So such a person obviously doesn't believe that God is involved. He just thinks he himself is the source of all the good things that come to him. It's because his brilliance, his erudition, and doesn't believe God is in the equation. But right now we're talking here about anger. So the simple understanding over here is that Rabba Bar Rav Huna says that if somebody gets angry, it's as if he's removing HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the equation. Rav Yirmiyah midifti amar. Rav Yirmiyah midifti ed, and he said, not only is that true, but mishakeach tamudo, he's going to forget his learning. Umosif tipshus, he's going to add on stupidity. He's going to add on bad things. And this is based upon the pasuk. It says in Koheles as well. It says shenemar kikas b'cheik kisilim yanuach. Anger, so to say, finds out the stupid person, the foolish person. Anger goes and makes a person foolish. And it further says, this is from Mishlei, Uchasil Yifros Yivelis. A foolish person, a Kasil, a stupid person, he will spread out Yifros Yivelis, his stupidity. The Rosh says, Hainu Mosif Tipshus, he'll become even stupider. That a person who is not recognized at Kosh Baruch Hu because he's angry, so such a person will keep on doing bad thing after bad thing after bad thing. He'll, so to say, spread out his stupidity. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak adds further, and he says, Amar, b'yadua, it is certainly clear, well-known, sh'avonosav beruvim yizchu Yosef. Such a person will end up doing many, many more bad things than good things. And this is also based upon a pasuk in Mishlei, where it says, Shenemar, u'bal chema, the person who's full of anger, rav pasha, he's going to have full of sins. In other words, the anger is going to make a person do lots of bad things, avera after avera after avera, and it's going to lead to terrible consequences. Rav Adda, who is the son of Rabbi Chanina, said, Ilmole. Now we have the gears in parentheses low. So if you look at the Masoros HaShas, he tells you, look at Tosfos Megillah, where Tosfos says that the word Ilmole can be sometimes understood in both the positive and the negative way. In other words, Ilmole, if it wasn't for the fact that Chatu Yisrael, or you could say Ilmole, Lo Chatu Yisrael, the Jewish people didn't sin, so No Nitan Lohem Ela Chamisha Chum Shei Torah B'Sev Yishu Bovad. So it means the same thing whether you say the word low or not. It depends, it's a phraseology over here that says, if it wasn't for the fact that the Jewish people sinned, if the Jewish people hadn't sinned, so then we only would have gotten the books of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Sefer Yeshua as well. We needed the books of the Chumash, obviously, but we also would have gotten Yeshua to tell us how Eretz Yisrael was divided up, and we wouldn't have needed anything else because we would have gone into Eretz Yisrael without sins. That's it. Mashiach would have come. Moshe Rabbeinu would have brought us in. Mashiach would have come, and we wouldn't have need for the rest of Tanakh. The rest of the Nevi and Ksuvim are basically telling us what we did wrong and giving us Musar and giving us critiques and telling us that we're going to be punished. So if we hadn't sinned, none of that would have been necessary. And therefore, She'erka Shal Yitzralu, we needed to have Yeshua because that taught us the dimensions of Eretz Yisrael and which shevet got which shevet. And my timer, kibbe rov chochma, rov kas. So the reason why, unfortunately, we needed the rest of Nach, the reason why we needed all the Nevi'im Rishonim and the Nevi'im Achronim and all the Ksuvim is because Nebuch, we sinned. And with much wisdom, meaning with lots of these books of Tanakh, is because of rov kas, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu got so angry at us, kaviyochel, because of all the sins that we Nebuch did. So therefore, that's why we have the rest of Tanakh. We would have been satisfied, it would have been great to only have the five books of Moshe and Yoshua dividing up the land when Moshe Rabbeinu would have come into Eretz Yisrael and Mashiach would have come. So that's the end of this digression. And now we go back to our discussion about Nedarim. So I'm Ravasi says, Ein niskokim leelokei Yisrael. Ravasi tells us that we don't nullify an edit that was made Leilokei Yisrael. Now, the Rosh understands this to mean both a neder or a shvua. And he says, this. The reasoning is, Kivon shehichtzif panov lahaskar Hashem. He used the shame of Hashem in the neder or the shvua, so that's it. We don't go and make a nullification of such a neder. So we don't do Ataris Nedarim if you use the shame of Kel Yisrael. And one exception, the Gemara says, Chutz mikonam ishti nenesili shigunvo eskisi veshikso esbini. The only exception would be for shalom bayis. And if a husband made an eder against his wife because he thought that she stole his wallet or that she hit his son, and then it turns out they know that shalom gunvo veshloikato, so then we'll go and give that neder to annul that neder assure that he made, that she can't get hanah from him, because it wasn't true, and therefore we can go in and know such an edit, even though he said it with the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leilokei Yisrael. And as the Rosh continues, he says, Kedei lahatu shalom b'nodim l'ishto niskokim. So because of shalom bias, the importance of shalom bias, we'll even allow the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be erased by, for example, a sota, so too over here, will, so to say, allow the shame of Hashem to be nullified. The fact that he made the neder, Leilokei Yisrael, will nullify it. Now, the Rosh says over here, V'lo garsinan, we don't have the girsa she gonvo kisi or the hiksa bini, because he says if that were to be true, the know that shaloganva velo hiksa, and it turns out that she didn't hit his kid and she didn't steal his wallet, I'll have nader heavy. this isn't a neder because it's totally mistaken. And therefore, it doesn't require a tarsa dharma because it's not a neder l'chatchila. So the Rush says, we're not gorious the words, shigon ba'eskisi v'shiksu es b'ni. Ran, on the other hand, brings a gerusa that does have this. And he brings a Rashba to explain why this is in fact the case. And he says, in Dibur HaMasechta, chutz b'konim, he says, kachi ha'girsa b'rov ha'nuschos. This girsa that we have in our Gemara is the way that most of the Gemara's have it. However, he does bring down the command of the Amatrus. He brings down the Rush. Doesn't say him by name. He brings down the Rush's sheet that it says that this shouldn't be there because the know that shlo hikso v'shol gonva hechi kamar chutz b'konim ishti v'nidrei shigogosu. This is an example of a neder that was made by mistake. And as we said in our Mishnah, on daf chofal b'min beis, it doesn't require sheila. Einu tzorich sheila l'chochem. However, he brings down from the Rashba a way to justify the Girsa as it is, and Ayin Sham. You can read through the Ran yourself to go through that in more detail. The top Ran also says over here that this is the fact that the Gemara says over here, Ein Yiskokel Keisol, so the Ran disagrees with the Rashi, says it's both by Neder and Yeshua, and the Ran says that it's only by Yeshua, but not by a Neder. In any event, the Gemara continues and says, "Amaisa shohayo ha'idi asoil kameder Ravasi." There once was a woman that came to Ravasi, and on my law, he said to her, "B'may nedarta? What was the neder that you made that you want me to go and annul it?" So she said, "Belokei Yisrael, I made a neder and I used the lashon of Belokei Yisrael." Again, the Rush would say that this would apply by neder and a shvua, and the Ran would say this is only applying over here by a shvua that we're not matter it if you said Elokei Yisrael. So on my law, so the Rush says to her, if you would use the shame of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moi, we said previously, was saying like a shvur by Moshe Rabbeinu, shikinu bi'alma, that's just an expression, that's just a nickname. So then, mizdakikna loch, then I would be able to go and be matineder for you. However, hashta, the loda darta b'moi, now that you didn't say the name of Moshe, but you said Be'elokei Yisrael. Elo, Be'elokei Yisrael was the loshon that you used, lo mizdakikna loch, I'm sorry, I can't go and do Hataris Nedarim on your, according to the Ran, your Shvua, and according to the Rush, it would be either the Shvua or a Neder. That's the Girsa that we have. The Ran brings down another Girsa. And in Dibur Masel, E Nadar to Bemoi, Lo Mizdakik No Loch. I wouldn't be able to go, even if you said by Moi, the Moi Kinu L'Shvua. That's for a Shvua, as we learned in the first Perek. The Sri Lele Rav Asi, the Lechachila, Ein Niskok L'Shvua, that we don't do this for a Shvua. So that's the other girsa that we have over here, but we'll keep the girsa that we had, that if she hadn't used the shem el kei Yisrael, even for shvua, we would be able to go and be matu ned, matu the shvua. Rav continues and says, Rav Kahana, ikul lebei Rav Yosef, Rav Kahana went to the house of Rav Yosef, and Omar lei litom mar midi. Rav Yosef said to, oh, you're the Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Kahana was the god of Ladar. So he said to him, oh, please eat something in my house. But Rav Kahana, for whatever reason, didn't want to. Amalei lo, no, I don't want to. And it was being Mestama asked the number of times where Rav Yosef, please eat by me, please eat by me. So he said, the Mare Kula, the master of the world, lo to imnale. I'm not going to go and eat from you. I'm not even going to taste from you. As the Rosh says, he said, lo uchal imcha, v'chein ani nishba b'mare kula. I swear by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the master of the world, lo to imnale. So Rav Kahana made a shvua. And what happened then? Amar lei, Rav Yosef seemingly swore back to him, lo marikula, lo timulei. I also make a shvua, that's what it seems to be saying, that you will not eat by me. So Gemara says, I don't understand what's going on over here. Ha nichel Rav Kahana, we understand why Rav Kahana made a shvua, for whatever the reason, Amar lo marikula, he swore by a Kodesh Baruch Hu that I'm not going to eat by you. For whatever reason, you want to eat by him. What in the world is Rav Yosef saying? I swear that you can't eat by me now. Elo Rav Yosef, amai oma lo marikula. Why did Rav Yosef seem to make sure that you're not allowed to eat by me? That's the way the Rosh understands this. So Gemara says, no, you misunderstood this. Hachi yudu kamale. What Rav Yosef said to Rav Kahana was, if you use this lashon of marikula, so then there's no way I can be mata neder. Lo marikula hu dekamis. If you said by marikula, by the master of the world, so then that's like saying, okay, Yisrael, so then hilkach lo tiamtali. Then you're 100% right. Lo tiamtali. You're not going to be able to eat by me because there's no way to do hataras nadar in that. Rabbi Yosef wasn't making a shur. He was making a statement. If you in fact said that, so then there's no way you can eat by me. I understand that. Amar Rava Rava Nachman. Rava is the name of Nachman. Hilchasa. How do we paskin? Posim charata. If the Rav was said from yesterday's year and today's year, Rava said in the name of Nachman that we do in fact allow a person to just have charata, albeit it has to be meyikara. So if the person has charata meyikara, so then we are going to be matineder. and v'nizkokin l'kei Yisrael. And we even be matineder, even if they use the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'kei Yisrael, we still will be matineder in that situation as well. So we don't paskin like Rav Asi just brought down, but we paskin over here that we do allow, even if they use the shame of Hashem, to be matineder. Mishtabach le'rova le'rav Nachman be'rav Sechora the Odom Gadlu. Rava was speaking with Rav Nachman, and Rava was extolling the virtues of Rav Sechora and said he was an Adam Gadol. So again, Rava is telling Rav Nachman how great Rav Sechora was. No, Rav Nachman says, I'd love to meet him. Amalo. So Rav Nachman says back to Rava, Kishi Yavo Liodcha, the next time Rav Sechora comes to town, Hevi El Liodi, bring him by to me so I can meet this great person that you're talking about. No, it so happens that Rav Sechora comes to town because he made a neder. And Rav Sechora goes to Rav Nachman to go be Matir Neder. And as the Ran says, Rav Schora's opinion, and you can see this in the bottom two lines of the Ran, in Dira Masel Nadarta Adaita Dehochi, so he says, the Fisher of Nachman, Hoya Makir Bidirav Safra is the gear that we have, but it says on the side that that should be Rav Schora. The reason why Rav Sechora came to Rav Nachman was specifically to find the Pesach over here, that Rav Sechora personally held, not like we just said, that Omer Rav Nachman, Hilchos Apostle Charata, Rav Sechora didn't hold like that, so therefore he went to Rav Nachman to go find a Pesach that wasn't Charata to be Matir Neder. So Rav Sechora goes to Rav Nachman to be Matir Neder. So that's what happened. He goes to him, Havalei Nidro L'Mishra, Rav Sechora had a neder that he wanted to have Hataras Adarim, and also Kavi Rav Nachman, so he goes to Rav Nachman to be Matir Neder. Amalei, so Rav Nachman tells him, Nadarta Adaita Dehochi, did you make the neder? If you had known this, would you have still made the neder? In other words, he was giving a Pesach for the neder. Amalei Yin, Rav Sechora said, no, I still would have made the neder. Adaita Dehochi, would you have made it if you'd known this? In. He said again the same thing. And Kamazimnin, this happened several times. Every Pesach that Rav Nachman said to Rav Sechora, Rav Sechora said, no, I would have made the nether anyway. I would have made the nether anyway. I would have made the nether anyway. After a while, Ikbid Rav Nachman got quite upset. He said, Amalei, Zil Lekiloch. He said, leave, get out of here. Go back to your Kiloch, is your porch. So, now he got Rav Nachman mad. Nofaf Rav Sechora. Now Rav Sechora said, he gave himself now a Pesach for him to have his neder be matired. And he said, is as follows. Rebbe Omer, in the Mishnayis in Pirkei Avos, Rebbe says, what's the proper way for a person to go? That proper way is, kol shi tiferes liosea, anything that is pleasing for that person, the tiferes lo mina adam, and other people are also pleased with him. Tiferes is really glory. So he says, anything that glorifies you, and also is a glorification of everybody who knows you, so in other words, everybody's very, very happy with you, that is what we're looking for. And the hashta, now Rav Sechora said, the ikpad Rav Nachman, now that Rav Nachman is upsetting me, so, I'm not following this shita of Rebbe in Pirkei Avos, I never would have made a neder knowing that it upset Rav Nachman. And therefore, now the girsa that we have is with Sharol and Afshe. He gave himself Hataras Nedarim. Now, the Ran points out, and this Ran can be found in Chav Gimel Amud Aleph in Dibur Maskil, Posach Pischol and Afshe. Lo Shiyati Rav Sechora Al Atzmo. Not that Rav Sechora actually was Matir Neder himself, because Lo Kaimelon Lo Yachel Dvaro, a person can't go and nullify his own neder. Who ain't no Mechal? He has to go to a Rav. Elishamotza Pesach. Now, what the Gemara is telling us is Rav Sechora found the Pesach, Sheyochol Lios Nitarbo, that he would be able to go to Rav Nachman to be Matir Neder or to somebody else. And that's in fact what the Rosh says, the Rosh back on our Daf, Chav Beis Amud Beis, on the very last line in the Rosh, he says, V'chazel Lefnei Rav Nachman, he went back to Rav Nachman, or Lefnei Achim, or to somebody else. V'yam Alehem, Pesach Zeh, and he told them, I never would have done this if I know I was going to accept Rav Nachman to the Hitirulo. And they gave him Hataras Nedarim. Now, the Rosh also points out over here, the Lav Nolad Hevi. This is not a new thing. A Nolad is a brand new thing. You can't be Matir Neder by Nolad. Shekein Derech Harav Lahakbid Al Tamido Kishimatriya Cholav. And this wasn't a new thing. This wasn't a Nolad. This wasn't something that was unexpected, so to say, and you would be considered something that you can't be Matir Neder on. You can't be Matir Neder if something brand new comes along that wasn't present at the time of the Neder. But here, it was an accepted, well-known thing that if you upset a Rebbe, he's going to be upset with you. So therefore, that is not considered a nolad, and therefore the Rush and the Ram both say that he was able to go to either back to Rav Nachman or to another Rav to be Matan Neder. Interestingly, the Mitzvah Eisen says no. If it's such a clear-cut Pesach, the person himself can be Matir his own Neder. And he establishes the Girsa that we have over here, Gishor Lenafshe, as it's written. He was Matir Neder himself. We have another Maisa, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Havalei Nidra Lemishra, Rabbi Shimon, who was the son of the great Rabbi, Rabbi Yudha Nasi, had a Neder that he wanted to go and have Hataras Nedarim on. So he goes to the Rabbanim, Asulukaimi, the Rabbanon, and Amrile, and they said to him, Nadarto Adaita Dahochi, did you make your Neder knowing this, whatever it was, would have happened? And he said, yeah, Omar in, I still would have made the Neder. And they did the same thing as with Rav Schori and Rav Nachman. Adaita Dahochi, if you had made the Neder, if you'd known this, yeah, in, I still would have done this. And Kamazimne, this happened over and over again, the same thing. Every time they were trying to find a Pesach, he knocked it down and said, no, I would have made the Neder anyway. We turn to Chavkim Olam Aleph, Bahava. And the rabbis were very, very distressed over here. They were mitztayer. They were suffering. They went from the shemesh to the shade and from the shade to the shemesh. This is a reminder. We just had the Gemara not that long ago, the end of Ksubas, the last daf in Ksubas, daf Kufriyat Beis. We had Rav Ami and Rav Asi. They said, you can't ever say Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. And when they would give the shear, if the shear was in the sun, so they would move to the shade. So people shouldn't say it's too hot. And if it was too cold, so it would move from the shade into the sun. So I think that's what the Gemara is referring to over here. This Gemara back in Ksubas and Daf Kufiyud Beis, that the rabbis were mitztayer, and therefore they stayed trying to find a Pesach all day long. And it was, in the morning it was cold, so they went into the sun. In the afternoon it got hotter, they went into the shade. So back and forth, they were trying to find a Heter, and they weren't able to do so. And now, the rest of the gear set that we have, the next two lines in the parentheses, Lishna Achrina, is in fact not a Lishna Achrina. And if you look in Os Aleph and Agos and Tziyunim, it's called Zeleise Barosh Bipsokim. You don't find this in the Rush. He says it's a mistake. And in the Gilyam, Kasashen Kamakomo. This is incorrectly placed over here, El Lahalan. It belongs later on in the Gemara, Kodem Kivin Dechoza Hau Katsra. It belongs later on with a story that we'll have about a launderer who gave a patch to one of the rabbanim who was trying to find a Pesach for his neder. And we'll get to this in a few moments. In any event, so the next two lines don't belong over here. We skip the parentheses. And therefore, Amalei Botnis Berei de Abashol ben Botnis. So therefore, Botnis, who was the son of Abashol ben Botnis, his grandfather was named Botnis, he was named after his grandfather, said over here to Rabbi Shimon Barabi, who was looking for a Pesach for his neder, would you have made the neder if you see the trouble you caused in the Chachamim, Mida Darta Daita, the Mitzari Rabbanim, Mitula, Shimshal Tula, would you have made your neder seeing the distress you caused in the Chachamim, they're trying to figure out a Pesach for you, back and forth, they're out there all day, from the sun to the shade, from the shade to the sun. So Rabbi Shimon Barabi said, I'm alone. In that situation, I wouldn't have made the Neder, and therefore, Vishayua, and therefore, they were Matir Neder for him. Now, this would be a great break point, but we're really in the middle of the Sugya. So I'm going to keep on going a little bit further, even though there's no rush, but it's still a relatively short share, and I'll go a little bit further. Tomorrow's share will be very short. In any event, Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yossi, Havalei Nidra Lemishra. Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yossi had a Neder that he needed to have Hataras Nedarim on. So also came with the Rabbanim. So he went in front of the Rabbanim, and again the same story happened. Amule, Nadarta Adaita Dachi, did you make your neder knowing this? Did you know that? And he said each time, Amalu in. So Nadarta Adaita Dachi, Amalu in. Every time they said, did you make your neder? Would you have made the neder if you'd known this? And each time he said yes. Kamazimne, this happened many, many times. And Kivon the Chaza Hau Katsra, the Mitztayer Rabbanim. Now there was a individual who was a Katsra. The Mefarshim will explain over here. Katsra is, the Rush says, Mechabes Begadim. He's a person who cleaned clothing. He was a launderer. And Rashi elsewhere tells us that Hakoves is Nikra Katsri, Beloshon Arami. This is an Aramaic term. So this launderer saw that he was the Mitztari Rabbanon. And here is where that goes. And Tziyunim said we should insert that Adaita Dahochi in Kamazimnin, Vavu Mitztari Rabbanon, Mishimsha Latula, Mitula Shimsha, he saw that he was causing the rabbi so much trouble, and Machye, so this launderer, this Katsra, gave Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, a Zetz, Machye Be'uchlu de Katsri. He hit him with a certain utensil. The Mefari says, Be'uchlu de Katsri is Kli Shemesimin Bo Hakobesim Bigdeim, that some utensil that the launderer has used. Rashi elsewhere tells us that this was a kli nechoshes, a copper utensil, also kenapa. It was made like a sieve, like a colander, that had nikovim, had lots of holes in it. The hu shel kofsim, this was a utensil that the cleaners used. The noson al begodim, you put it on top of the begodim, umizalif b'mayim alem, and you would sprinkle water through this onto the clothing to clean it. So this is what this katsura did. He gave a Rishon Yossi a zetz. So Amar, Adaita Damachi Li Katsra Lo Nodri. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi said, if I had known that I was going to cause this Katsra to give me a zetz, there's no way I would have made the neder. And Vishai L'Navshe. And again, he annulled this for himself. Again, according to the Mitzvah Eson, he actually said, this is a good Pesach, I don't need to go any further. I can even annul this neder myself, according to the way the Ran and the Rash learned it, or the Rush learned it previously. He went back to the Beis Din and said, now I have a good Pesach, you can be mad to my neder. Wait a second, isn't this Nolad? We just pointed out the Rush said before, in the other case, that's not Nolad, because you expect the Rebbe to be upset with you, so that's not a brand new finding, Nolad. But here, the Katsri should hit you. That sounds like it should be Nolad. And therefore, as we pointed out, you, according to at least the Chachamim, later on we'll learn in the Gemara, that the Chachamim don't allow you to be Matuned based upon Nolad. There is an opinion that disagrees with that says you can, but here we're going like the Chachamah's opinion. The Lo Masik Adaiti, the Mochele Katsra. That should be Nolad. So therefore, Vichthanina ain't postal over Nolad. So how can we have thought that this is a valid Pesach? Oh, if I know that this Katsra would hit me with this Uchla, I never would have made the Nether. That sounds like it's something that shouldn't have been expected, and therefore it's Nolad. So Ravina says, no, it isn't. Amalei, Ravacha Midifti said to Ravina this question, and Ravina responds back to him and he says, Amalei, no, I love Nolad. This isn't Nolad. Because the Shechicha, it is expected, it's very common. Apikore, what are Apikore? So the Rosh says, Mitzari Tamid HaChamim Achayim. Anybody who goes and causes Tamid HaChamim trouble, so the Mitzari Rabbana, so this happens all the time. They get his zets. There are people out there that will stand up for the Rabbanan, and if you go and cause trouble to the Rabbanan, they're going to give you a zetz. So, Bikori, the Rashi elsewhere says, it's Mavaza Tamidi Chachamim. So, somebody who's Mavaza Tamidi Chachamim, yeah, he's going to get a zetz from the people that stand up for the Chachamim. So, this isn't Nolad. When the Katsra gave him a zetz with the Uchla, that was not unexpected, it was expected. Another Maisa Shahaya, where it tells us that Abaya had a previous marriage and she had a daughter from that previous marriage. And Hu Amar, Abaya said to his wife, I think I have a good shidduch for this daughter. There are those Mefarshim on the daf over here that say that she was under the age of 12 and therefore they would have the ability, and a mother in the absence of the father would have the ability to marry her off. Others say, no, she was a gdola and they were just readying the shidduch. So Abaya said, no, let's read the shidduch over here to go and marry my relative. And he, Abaya, and Abaya's wife said, no, likreva, I want my daughter to marry my relatives. So Abaya says to his wife, on the law, titasra hanasi aloch, you should be aser to go and get any hanor for me if you go, e avart, you go against adatoi, my das. Uman Savat Lo Likrivach, and you go marry off your daughter to your side of the family. He said, you also to have an offer for me. Now, Ozla, not a very good marriage, Ozla's the Obris Aldate. And his wife said, I don't really care what you say, and I'm going to marry off my daughter. And she married off her daughter to her side of the family. Abaya was not really interested in offering his wife to Anor. This was, in some suggest, why isn't this considered a Nidre Zeruzin? So the Ran has a Riches over here to explain why it's not a Nidre Zeruzin, that we would said wouldn't require any Hataras Nidorim. In any event, Oslo, the Obrad Aldate, when she went and transgressed his Neder by going and marrying off her daughter to her side of the family, so the Neder should kick in. The Insevilla Kraven, when the daughter got married to her side of the family, now the neder kicked in, but Abaya didn't want it to kick in. He loved his wife, and he wanted her still to be able to get an offer of it. So also came to Rav Yosef. So Abaya went to Rav Yosef, his Rebbe, and he said to him, please do Hataras Adar. So Rav Yosef said to him, Amalei, Ilu hava yodas, the Ovris al daitoch, uman sevalo likriva, miadar, if you had known that your wife wasn't going to listen to you, and she would go and marry off her daughter to her side of the family, rather than marrying off her daughter to your side of the family, if you had known she wasn't going to listen to you, would you have made the neder? So Amar, so Abaya tells him, lo, I never would have made the neder in that situation. So therefore, Vishayir of Yosef, where Yosef said, so now you're allowed to go, and be mad to the neder, because this is a good Pesach. Gemara says, Umi Shari Kai Gavda. What are you talking about? At the time that he made the neder, he really meant the neder. He wanted his wife not to go and marry off her daughter to her side of the family. So how could you say that this is a valid Pesach? As the Ran says, Dibamas Umi Shari Hochi. Klomar, Mi Shari Livtoch Pesach Shaneder Mochiach Hefech Miyosu Pesach. The neder said, you're also an Anoah if you marry off your daughter to somebody else. And now the Pesach is, would you have made the neder if you knew your wife would marry off her daughter to somebody else? So I recall Ikra Neder Lo Hoya Eloshim Tavar Al Dato Teso Banoso. How can you say that that's a valid Pesach? That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, yeah, in it is a valid Pesach. Why is that? Because Vatayim in the Brisa. Maisa B'Yodim Me'echot Shidiris Ishto Milalus L'Regel. There once was a man who asked his wife with a neder that she should go Lalus L'Regel. Now Lalus L'Regel here, very, very interesting. The Rosh says it means Shayu Miskabtzim L'Shmoa Hadrosha. That men would go at certain times of the year to go and hear the drasha, what they call the kala, and they would go up to hear the drasha. The af hanoshim hayunoa goes mitzvah lo v'shama liros b'chvod shel Torah, and the women would go as well, not so much to learn, but to see the importance that Torah is given, that all these people are gathering to learn Torah. So the women would go to see the tremendous kiddush Hashem. In any event, this man said to his wife, "I ask you to go and be ola regel to see the shir." And she unfortunately didn't listen to him. And she went up to the Ola Regel. She went up to the shir. Now, the guy really loved his wife. He didn't want to ask her. So he now was stuck also. So he went to Rav Yossi and said as well, I need Tataris the Darm. So what did Rav Yossi say to him? Amalo. If you had known that your wife wasn't going to listen to you, Shoveris al Daitoch. The Ola Regel, that she's going to not listen to you and go up to the Ola Regel. Would you have made the neder? Klumi darta. Would you have made the neder in such a situation? And the guy says, no, I'm a low. So this person told Rav Yossi, no, I would not have done so. And Rav Yossi tells him, in that situation, v'tiru Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said, then you can have hataras nedarim, again, for the same reason we just said a minute ago, because it is considered a valid Pesach in this situation, because he really wasn't expecting his wife not to go, and therefore it wasn't a full nether. Again, the Ran discusses this in much greater detail. Why isn't this a Nidre's reason? And look in this long Ran to explain it. At the end of the Ran, he goes through a whole bunch of other dinim about how you actually do Hataras Nedarim. Again, Ayin in the Ran for more details. And there's a good break point over here. We already went almost through the whole Amud Aleph for tomorrow's Shir. So tomorrow's Shir will be a little bit shorter. With this, we conclude today's Shir.